This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
Ding, 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 ding!
Hold him down for the motherfucking three count. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh!
God damn it! Oh, the worst part is right now there's fucking Mario Kart music in the background!
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
Scream,
oh,
Fergus. Yeah, oh, yeah. His voice now sounded the road. Guys, I need you all to pay very close attention.
Going to fuck this boy.
In a world ravaged by the greatest scourge humanity has ever known.
Hello? Is anybody there? Hello?
Oh, God.
Mankind is now fragmented, broken, and fighting for survival.
Look at this map! DC, London, Tokyo, Paris, Moscow, all of it, especially Branson, Missouri, gone, taken over. I don't know where else we can run to.
But even in our darkest hour...
This isn't about where we can run to anymore. This is about where we can make a stand. This needs to be our line in the sand. I didn't spend 30 years in prison to die here!
The one thing we have left is the only thing that can save us.
We have to find that vault. We have to take what's in it and go global, over the airwaves. We aren't alone. And if this plan works, we have a fighting chance against this thing.
Our creation nearly destroyed us. We need another one to settle the score.
So how is this even supposed to work?
It was the stories that did this. They took on a life of their own, and everything went too far. The chaos was global. It was like a viral thought, turning everyone against each other. Who would want to live in a world where imaginations could come up with stuff like this? But the key was in front of us this whole time. The ones that lived, they all had something in common. They were drunk. They didn't care about the stories, and that is how we wiped this thing out.
Brought to you by the same network that gave you Wicked Anime, Flame On, Dungeons and Doritos, and many more.
Booze for freedom!
Cette histoire de la merde!
This is what my country bred me to do.
Nerdy Show Network presents... Friday Night Fan Fiction. Rated R starts Friday.
I like that Canada is silence. Essentially a prison.
I would agree with that. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me as usual are David Bork Hubbard, Frostbeard the Porn Master.
Yay.
Val, I'm 31 and spent 30 years in prison. And don't have a last name. Logan, Viral Demon, Jenkins.
Wow, I get my fucking actual screen name and not a cool thing?
Are you saying that you don't already have a cool name?
You could just call me One Testicle Jones.
Yeah, I was gonna call him, like, Logan One Ball Wonder Man.
Wow! Fucking, oh my god. One Ball Wonder Man coming from DC Comics.
That would probably be something they would try to put on the big screen.
Wait a minute. What would be your like superpower? Would you be like Bruce Wayne?
His testicle has infinite mass.
His testicle is the Large Hadron Collider. Fucking awesome.
So I shoot laser beams.
Yes. And our guests tonight are Wolf Boy.
Yo.
And very shortly joining us will be Tem Su. But we will be getting Ball Fall Off Man. Thanks, Chowder.
Sounds like a Mega
Man. My question is, when that ball falls off, does he just like put it in a sling and then slay his enemies like Goliath?
No, it's like...
It's like David, not Goliath.
No. He's slaying people like Goliath.
Oh.
It falls off and it just hits the earth like a meteor.
I would imagine a shitty Flash game where Logan just walks on the screen, the ball falls off, and it turns into a version of Arkanoid or Breakout, just trying to knock the blocks away with his testicle.
It bounces off his penis?
Or no, he shows up, the testicle falls off, and then you have to roll it around like a Katamari.
That's mildly disturbing. Only mildly.
Only mildly.
You make the testicle galaxy.
In remembrance.
For testicle galaxy.
In memoriam.
Okay, fantastic. All right, what do we have going on tonight? Let's see.
I don't know. You tell us.
Apparently, I wasn't kind enough to share it with everybody before, even though I did, so I'm doing it again.
You have never done that before.
Oh, fuck you! Fuck you, One Ball Wonder Man! Alright, the first story tonight is going to be Heroic, which is a Harry Potter fanfiction. David, you get to start.
What? Why?
Because you do.
Because you're in the middle of playing something, so we want you to stop.
Do you have the link to the thing?
It's literally in the chat.
Just linked it in the
One Ball Wonder Man, Master of Sarcasm!
All right, so this is Heroic by Sadecki, Sasecki, Sakrepi.
Skeksi? Skeksi?
It's by Skeksis, the bad guys from Dark Crystal.
I never saw Dark
Crystal.
Story,
Heroic. Story link, https, /.
Why does he do this every time?
Fanfiction.net, /S/325504, /1/. Category, Harry Potter. Genre, adventure / romance. Author, Sakeki. Author link, https, /www.fanfiction.net/u/115.
All right, you know what, David? After this, you and I need to spend a couple hours together where we can form a program that waveforms your voice and turn you into something like GLaDOS. Then we're going to turn you into a plugin that will automatically read out in your browser the URL of the fucking webpage you're looking at!
Oh, if you need me to do it more robotic, I can do that.
No!
Just read the summary! /www.fanfiction.net/u/115668/.
You sound like it would be Strong Bad's computer telling
that.
Yeah,
that's what I was going for. Last updated 11/21/2006. Words, 2078. Rating... Content, chapter 1 of 1 of 1 chapters.
Oh my god! Source,
fanfiction.net. Summary.
I'm going to cut this entire thing out.
Hermione from Conniving Flitwick. Harry, Hermione, warning. Contents may disturb you in a bad way. Chapter 1, Heroic.
Also, somebody in the chat says, man, I want David to be the antagonist of Portal.
Yes,
I see you just went through a portal. The hell is wrong with you? My Elo is way better. Fucking gank, you noob.
Harry power walked through the dark corridors of Hogwarts, his black cloak billowing behind him and his mirror sunglasses glinting in the candlelight. The sun had not yet risen. He was on a mission. His high heels clacked in the silence like a bald old man sucking down his own creamy teeth.
Yuck.
What?
Ew.
Walking into the alcove through which the rich outside world resided, Harry sucked down or back a gulp of vodka-flavored air. What?
Yeah.
Vodka-flavored air?
So it tastes like
just
nothing.
Just keep reading.
And shook his head before breaking into a frenzied duck-like run.
So he's squatting and running at the same time.
Yes.
Hermione was in trouble. That much he knew. He had found a small, crumpled note under her textbooks he had discarded in the Gryffindor common room. Harry had known something was wrong when he saw her school books unattended in public. --. So, that chilly October morn, early bird Harry read, Midget! New York! Help!
What the
Upon reaching the Beetleback black sports car waiting for him, just past the Hogwarts gates, Harry saluted the seemingly empty bushes before slipping stealthily into the driver's seat, gunning the gas with the force of 1,000 torches in a lake. He sped off to the secret rendezvous point previously arranged with Hermione's father. He ran over an orange tabby cat on the way there.
Oh!
No!
Garfield! No! You'll never be able to reach maximum speed now!
Logs, was it you who posted the picture of gay Garfield?
Yes, that was me.
It was brilliant. I gotta come back to that. It was brilliant. The leaky cauldron was empty. Families were busy preparing for Halloween. and the drunks were still fast asleep in their cozy puddles of vomit. Harry walked into the center of the pub.
Gubberups!
He shouted into the air. Password.
Password correct!
A disembodied robotic voice that Harry had a niggling hunch only he could hear responded. The floor flew out from under his sadly disfigured feet.
Aww.
And he could feel himself flying down a vertical corridor, much like a hole. He landed in a leaking heap at the end of the ride, and someone clapped him on the back, wearing a rodent green tunic with a pair of bedazzled copper hot pants.
Bedazzled!
Harry's father settled himself in the werewolf-sized sofa cushion in front of Harry.
Ah!
Shouted Mr. Granger, lifting and resting his brawny man arms behind his head.
Hello, Harry! I believe I've been expecting you!
He said. He pushed himself up from the couch, slowly waddling his hulking muggle form towards Harry, extending his hand shakily for a handshake. Harry, extremely intimidated, averted his gaze as his fragile feminine fingers were crushed in Hermione's dad's grip.
No! No! No, we're not doing the feminine thing again! No, 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 no.
Harry looks awfully feminine for a boy.
Yep.
Bird, stop that. Don't eat my girlfriend's art projects, Bird. Bird, stop!
Bacock.
Creamy tears formed in Harry's luscious emerald circly eyes.
Wait, didn't you skip
Circly eyes.
Yes, Dave, you skipped the line.
Yeah.
I did? Okay, sorry.
You can call me Pappy, Harry!
Creamy tears formed in Harry's luscious emerald circly eyes.
What the fuck are creamy tears?
He'd never had a Pappy. He never even had a pap smear. The back between his geometrically muscled thighs at this thought. Pappy let Harry's broken hand fall and giggled girlishly.
You've had about a money, right?
Pappy asked.
Well, I got this note.
Harry began, beginning to extract it from one of his inner pockets, but Pappy tackled into the ground before Harry could extract anything at all. Foaming at the mouth, he ransacked the crevices of Harry's clothes until the crumpled note was in his hand, and Harry was nude.
What about?
Harry stuttered like a socially inept mule. Pappy continued to froth cream cheesy saliva down into Harry's whelk throat. Harry tried erratically to squiggle out of the man's pinchy power, but Pappy jumped up
suddenly,
Christmas tree on acid.
Christmas tree on acid. Yeah.
Next up is Logan.
Hermione needs your help, Harry, Pappy said with the utmost seriousness as he adjusted his package in their coppery confinement. Yeah. Yeah, she does. Harry finished lamely.
You must find her.
Cruel midget. Professor Flitwick has her confined in his lair in Edinburgh. Those creamy Scots.
What?
This author has a thing about cream.
Yes.
I'm not sure what it is yet. He shouted enthusiastically. Harry laughed nervously. Why aren't you trying to save her yourself? He asked confusedly.
Because you're Harry fucking Potter, goddammit. Go out and save some fucking lives.
Pappy screamed in Harry's face, bespittling his glasses.
I don't like what this is doing to my memory of my late dad. He did not have cream cheesy froth, I can tell you that.
Tired of his fucking bullshit, rolled his eyes and walked out of Pappy's underground lair. He pulled down his shades and penetrated his sports car.
Yes, we got penetration!
He was going to save Hermione's life. After several minutes of sitting in his car like an ass, trying to look cool, it occurred to Harry that he should probably turn it on. With the flick of his uterine index finger.
What?
He did exactly that and was off to Edinburgh.
Maybe he's got a hand on his penis.
This is a really weird episode
Uterine? As in uterus?
Apparently his finger was part vagina.
After approximately 4 hours of intercourse between his Batmobile and the road, he realized with uncertain flattery that he had never heard of Edinburgh and thus had no idea where the tiny shithole was located. Sorry to anyone who lives in Edinburgh. Luckily, he had happened to be traveling north. He spotted a sign, Edinburgh, this exit, score. He pulled off and stopped at a gas station.
I was going to say, I read that Edinburgh, this exists.
He stopped off at a gas station, or whatever those are called in British, pumped fuel into his gas tank, much like how he had pumped Sirius Black's orgasms the other night. Ding shouted the pump station. Harry scowled and pulled out. Then he spotted it. Another clue. A gasoline-lubed stone tablet had fallen on the ground. It had cracked, but Harry was able to piece it back together pretty well and read the message. Yeah, fuck that. Fuck reading that.
Come on, you can do it. Read it like a Roman.
I wonder if that's in Sasquatch, Harry wondered. He quickly translated the lucrative words into unicorn, then hobbit, then French, then a bastardization of Chinese giantese. Of course, he corpulently exclaimed. It had been written in Spanish. How did he not recognize it immediately?
Now, I don't know Spanish.
That doesn't look anything like Spanish.
I've been to Taco Bell enough to know that that does not look like Spanish.
Let me tell you what it says. You will find Hermione Granger at 76 Harold T. Circle. Come prepared, bring olive oil.
What does Popeye's girlfriend have to do with this?
Cryptic. Harry was filled with a sense of slippery foreboding. That's the olive oil going to work. Then he realized he was only being filled with his fingers up his ass.
Oh, okay.
Is that
never
like
mind.
An automated, like an autonomous response to him having foreboding?
I'm so fucking confused.
I'm nervous. Fingers slip silently in.
He withdrew and re-entered his vehicle, typing up the address on Google Maps. As Chitty Chitty Bang Bang drove itself from the little magic computery thing that Harry didn't actually understand in the slightest, Harry debated why the gothic pervert wanted olive oil. He narrowed it down to two practical explanations. He wanted to turn into a manta ray eating shark, or B. Okay, the first option was option one, and now it's option B. Mm-hmm. He was going to pour it into the Thames. Both ideas disturbs Harry so much that he went blind for several milliseconds.
That's a drink, Logs.
Yeah, so intensely, not so much.
Oh, so intensely that he went blind for several milliseconds. Oh no, that was a blink. Never mind. He began crushing canned olives between his toes in the passenger seat. But when that wasn't going quickly enough, he slipped some in each orifice he could think of under such sticky duress.
Ugh.
Luckily, by the time he pulled up to the unlandscaped, unweeded driveway of 76 Harold T. Circle, the extra virgin olive oil had leaked from his slick body into a small bottle he had situated at the lowest part of his red leather car seat. He threw on his invisibility cloak, wielded wand and gun, and stepped out of his pimp mobile.
I want a pimp mobile called Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Temsu, you're up.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting. He showed up to the shit purple door and knocked delicately, secretly hoping that no one would answer. No such luck. Colin Creevy opened the flimsy door and looked around as confusedly as a water chestnut. That was an easy fix, however, as Harry simply kicked Colin in the face with his face before stomping on his engorged, hairless, boy baby batter bowls.
What?
How do you kick someone in the face with your face?
I'm more concerned about this whole thing with your bowls. I was going to say boy baby batter bowls.
I'm still trying to get my head around shit purple.
I'm pretty sure boy baby batter bowls is like just a weird alliterative way to say testicles.
Right, but does anybody have testicles that are bowl shaped and not ball shaped?
Well, I used to, but they cut it out.
Are you going to be riding that the entire fucking season?
Yeah, probably.
Hermione! Harry shrieked like a children's cartoon color or a photo of Helen Keller.
You sound like the Vectrex version of Strong Bad. Your head explode!
Oof! Harry had been tackled to the ground by what felt like a large bowling ball. Harry felt the bowling ball begin to beat down his balls.
Ow!
What the fuck? Harry shouted. Then he saw it was that bastard Flitwick. And behind him was Hermione, gagged, blindfolded, and chained to the wall. Harry's brain surged with fury. You fucking bitch! He screamed at Flitwick, kicking his legs so... Go away, screensaver. So hard, Flitwick lost his grip. Harry stomped like a giant over to his cowering form. Hasta la vista, motherfucker! He proclaimed in a deep Austrian-accented man's voice.
That was totally that!
As he stomped Flitwick's face in with his cleats, his baby skull gave in easily, and Harry's foot was quickly engulfed in brains and eyeball fluid. Harry's massive erection strained around his pants, but that didn't keep him from nudging his toe into Flitwick's crater-like belly button a couple times before using his laser vision to free the scantily clad Hermione from the wall's erotic clutches. Her saggy ass scraped along the piss-yellow carpet as she squat-walked to Harry, her savior.
Quack, quack, quack.
Ah, Harry, mistaking her jiggling form for Flitwick's evil clone, grasped the can of pepper spray from his Louis Vuitton purse and sprayed her squarely in both the mouth and the labial region.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then he punched her in the face with his 30-carat diamond pinky ring. What the fuck, Haley? I thought you were saving my lips. She shouted, tongue burning with mace. Harry jumped back in shock, accidentally tripping over Flitwick's still-twitching corpse.
Ah!
His bulging cock finally tore through his dockers, and his shaft popped up bright red and winking at Hermione. Oh, I. Harry winced and grunted, trying desperately to keep his mind off his nuts. I'm sorry, Hermione. Creamy saliva unloaded plentifully from Flitwick's anus all over Harry's Uggs.
Not his Uggs!
Harry basked in the glittery sensation for a moment.
Wait, I thought he had high heels on.
Doc Martin, I got a drink. Well. I got a drink.
Also, hi, David.
I've been here.
Hi, David. I know, Mr. Elite Dangerous.
No, I've been here the entire time trying to figure out what the hell is going on in this story.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
David's brain buffering.
Yeah, I got real media going on over here.
Oh, no. RM files are the worst.
Hey, man, some of our earliest anime porn came from real media files.
Touché.
Winamp.
For a moment before snatching Hermione up by her non-existent waist and used her as a battering ram to open the back screen door. The pair breathed creamily, corpulently, as they watched a young green maple tree explode into 1,000 vanilla wafers.
It's like somebody read 30 H's, did a shit ton of acid, and said, I'm inspired to write.
I'm starting to think someone got a word of the day calendar, what with the word corpulently being
used. Oh, no. They only have the answers to the SAT prep test, and they're using the answers from that as words in a story.
No, I don't know, man. I kind of like the whole word of the day thing, except they went through the entire calendar in one sitting.
This book is just so riveting, I need to go page after page.
Screaming in abject terror, Harry grabbed Hermione's ankle like a butterfly feeds its young and dragged her behind him to Herbie the Love Bug, snapping the car door shut on all but the roots of her shit-covered Brillo pad hair.
Oh, hey, that's describing my first beard.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's kind of describing your current one, too.
Hey, I combed the shit out of it, okay?
She gasped for air in the passenger seat. Thanks, Harry. I was afraid I'd get physically injured, or worse yet, mentally handicapped.
What the she fuck?
She smiled at him admiringly. Whatever could I do to repay you?
Stop the story! That's what you could do!
Harry chuckled a manly chuckle and brushed his bangs off his face with his brawny man arm, emphasizing the breathtaking thunder-shaped scar situated so prominently on his handsome, manly face.
Gotta say,
ow. I didn't know thunder had a shape.
When it said chuckle the manly chuckle, all I could think of was the king dad from the Zelda CDI games.
Oh, my boy!
Where's my boy?
All right, next time around, whoever can do that voice, please read in that voice. Next up is Sean.
All right. No problem, Hermione. Although, there is one thing, he added. He made a brief eye contact with her and then motioned with his brawny man arm at the 16-inch trouser sausage, still jerking to and fro in his naked lap.
Oh, I thought I was going to talk about his pythons.
It was frowning, growling, and frothing at the urethra. Hermione, what? Libidinously.
Is that a word?
Sure. Popped the head beyond her tonsils with the ferocity of a newborn dragon eating a candy cane until Harry cracked her across the back of the head with his super high-tech watch. I meant chew the extra layer of skin off, you sick slut. Harry looked down at the girl in his lap with an inimitable and furious rage seeping behind his pupils. Hermione, who had thankfully grown up in a Jewish household, nodded in understanding. What? She pulled a scalpel from the ringlet of her nasty permed hair as Harry revved the engine and got back on the interstate. Destination Hogwarts. Hermione made several equally spaced preparations in the foreskin of Harry's hulking hot dog.
Was this written by somebody we know on request?
I have no fucking idea. I don't think so. When was the last edit of this? This was
2006.
So this predates the show by 8 fucking years.
It's something I found online because I'm pretty sure I'm the one who suggested it.
Taking special care not to make contact with the precious glands underneath, she slipped the scalpel back into the depths of her hair and got to work chewing. Her greenish slobber dropped down his purplish, veiny sausage shaft, landing finally at the tangled, dyed pink bird's nest of pubic brush at the base of his cock.
Bush.
That's what I said, bush.
Oh, I heard brush.
You said brush.
Brush.
Yeah.
I'll drink anyway. The dick hat peeled off cleanly, thanks to Hermione's previous experience in the field of circumcisions. Ah, done, she exclaimed. Her speech impeded by the ring of adult foreskin filling her mouth. She chewed and swallowed. Harry cauterized his little soldier's helmet. Thanks.
What a fucking term!
Thanks, Hermione. Harry smiled, much like a chipmunk who's been sleeping in the drink a few too many times. Hermione beamed back at him in a way that broke the glass window in which her face was reflected. That's okay, Harry. You're my hero.
Wow.
So that's basically how yours went, right?
We don't talk about that.
It's actually, we do. We have, in fact, talked about it at length in the past.
Okay, well, sticking with the Harry Potter kick, we have tea setting Ron. Sean, go ahead and read the page two.
What's the disclaimer? Like, he needs to read the disclaimer, too.
Okay, I'll read the damn disclaimer. Disclaimer.
Fine.
This story is based on characters and situations created and owned by J.K. Rowling, various publishers, including but not limited to Bloomsbury Books, Scholastic Books, and Raincoast Books, and Warner Brothers, Inc. No money is being made and no copyright or trademark infringement is intended. But it's happening anyway! Summary. Ron proved he doesn't have the emotional range of a teaspoon just for one. Pairings, Ron/other. Categories, first time, humor party, plot what plot, unresolved sexual tension. Notes, written for a vote from Miss A, posted for a vibrator from Eva.
What?
Worth it.
Okay. You storm around the castle, muttering under your breath. Emotional range of a teaspoon? I can't believe that.
Yeah, I'm coach.
You can be just as emotional as anyone. You don't need to.
Just don't need to.
Fuck. And there's no end quotes there for no reason. In your anger, you find yourself led to the North Tower, where Professor Trelawney stays. Fuck. Hermione always complains about what a fraud she is and how divination isn't real. But something inside you makes you want to believe. As you stare up towards the trapdoor, you see it open. The ladder slips out and falls to your feet. At first, you expect someone to come down, so you step aside. When no one comes, you realize you feel yourself being pulled towards the room. Slowly and uncertainly, you begin to climb the rope. It sways slightly under your weight, but you make it safely up. You're not sure what to expect, but you feel relieved when you find it empty. No one is there. Just to be sure, you walk around the room, checking the nooks and crannies. The room seems so much more normal without the silly smoke and fire. You can actually feel a sort of magic residing in the room.
No, I can't. I can't feel anything anymore.
Finally, you stop walking. Standing right in front of the tea set, Professor Trelawney keeps behind her desk.
Is it that hard to pronounce?
Yes. It doesn't look very impressive, but something draws you to it. The first thing you notice is the teaspoon.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Remembering what had led you around the castle, you pick up it and can't help but notice it feels cold in your hand.
It's a fucking spoon!
As you tighten your grip around it, attempting to warm it, you wonder how much emotion it can hold. None! It's a fucking spoon!
Spoon?
Wolf Boy, read page 3.
You're bringing it closer to your face, trying to examine it better. It's still cold. Something makes you determined to warm up the spoon. You squeeze your hands around it again, but it doesn't do anything.
It's a fucking spoon!
Slipping the utensil under your shirt, you try letting your warm chest raise its temperature, but that only brings goosebumps to your skin. So hugging the spoon doesn't warm it up.
The spoon doesn't feel love!
Without much thought towards it, you slip the spoon between the waistband of your pants and your skin. You can feel yourself tightening against the cold.
No.
Yep.
You slowly rub the end of the spoon up and down the length of yourself. For some reason, that seems to work. You can only feel the
There's no only.
Where was I?
Talking about a fucking spoon!
No, one fucking moment. A spoon!
You can feel the spoon warming up. And with the extra warmth, you can feel the blood rushing towards it.
With a spoon, with Mom! Yes! Don't judge me!
With the blood quickly leaving your head, you can hardly think straight. Not that you were doing much thinking before.
Yep.
As you rub the spoon faster, you feel short of breath, gasping at the pleasure.
Little does he realize the spoon is made of unpolished lead and it's seeping into his skin right now.
Oh, beautiful.
Some reason this simple teaspoon seemed to have an even stronger effect than your own hand. No, I was right the first time. Fuck.
Okay, terrible exercise for anybody who's willing. Go grab a spoon and rub it against your dick.
Okay.
I don't have a dick.
Doing it right now.
Tell me whether or not this is any better or worse than your hand.
Steve-O, you realize I'm at your house. I can
you're,
do
no,
that.
No, oh, you're no, covered. No, no.
Do it, do it, do it.
Be right back.
Those moments when Steve-O
No, you gotta be sure to stick it in the microwave and warm it up first, though.
You do that, okay. I'm gonna jam a chopstick in your urethra.
What happened to the jackhammers?
The thing is, you won't know which spoon it is.
And you won't be able to feel anything with that wood poking out of your pee hole.
I already don't feel anything.
Did they take that with the other one?
No.
No.
Different person.
I'm tired, damn it. Where was I?
Reading about a spoon on your dick.
Oh, yeah. For some reason, this simple teaspoon seemed to have an even stronger effect that your own hand was ever able to bring. With much effort, you finally bring yourself to remove it from your pants. You can feel yourself quivering, but can't bring yourself to ejaculate. It'd make a mess in your pants, and you didn't want to have to face Dobby, especially since he was the only house elf that took care of the Gryffindor Tower now. With the little blood left in your brain, you try to think. So, as to not be further tempted, you start to return the teaspoon to the tray. That's when you see the teapot. Its spout seems rather large for a teapot, but the perfect size for something else.
I'm so
Ron's undersized
done.
Wiener.
I'm so done with this.
Frantically, one hand grabbing for the teapot, your other hand is busy unbuckling your pants. You let them fall to your ankles before tugging down your boxers with your free hand. Without being very careful, you position yourself and then thrust. And again.
And then what?
And then what?
And then what?
And then
and
what?
Then what?
Go back to the spoon! It was terrible, but it was at least familiar.
You push the teapot further over you, letting yourself go deeper and deeper into it, until the brim of the spout is digging into curly red hair. Your breathing has quickened without you noticing. You don't even notice the grunts you've been making. All you can notice is the feeling of relief as you feel it flow through your body and fill the teapot beyond the spout.
Ah!
Finally, you're just too worn out to do more. You slid the teapot away, returning it to the tray. Taking deep breaths, try to calm yourself. You sit down in the chair behind the desk. Your pants are still tangled around your ankles.
Wait, is this story narrating my life right now?
The elastic of the boxers digging into your thigh.
How did he fucking know?
Emotional
you don't wear
range,
boxers.
Emotional range, my foot.
Is the sequel gonna be about how he masturbates with a foot?
Yes.
Oh.
No, probably with a vacuum cleaner.
No! What the hell was that movie where it was the... Or was that Archer? That was fucking Archer.
That was Archer with the vacuum cleaner.
Got it. Well, that was a bunch of shit. Alright, we got one
no,
more...
No, it was a teaspoon and a teapot.
Yeah, there wasn't any shit in that one. That'd be weird.
There were spoons.
Yeah.
Okay.
The shit was in the previous story.
Okay. Give me just a moment. I'll get the next
story
ready.
I'm
going
to tell you, Steve, when I do come over to your house, I will be getting intimately acquainted with one of your spoons.
Which one? It's
probably
part of
the
game.
Largest one.
So the wooden
yeah,
spoon.
Yeah, the wooden one. I'm partial for wood, you know.
Okay. I guess first up is me. The next story is called Justin, Fergus, and Dakota by Jake B. First off, there's a little ASCII tiger, and it's from Kristen's collection. Warning, this text file contains sexually explicit material. If you do not wish to read this type of literature, or you are underage, please delete this file now. Please don't delete it, it's on my shared drive.
Okay, I'll delete it.
Also, I like how it formed an outline intelligently, and the three parts of the outline are, oh yeah, fuck me, ugh, 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 oh my ass, and fuck yeah, come on baby, open that sphincter.
Yep, it's beautiful.
Oh what? My goodness.
And now it says scroll down to view text.
This work is copyrighted to the author, copyright 2012. I've never heard of that author. Please don't remove the author information or make any changes to this story. All rights reserved. Thank you for your consideration. Justin, Fergus, and Dakota by Jake B. Chuckle8moonlight@yahoo.com.
Send all your questions and comments to that email.
Stars, gay, young, celebrity, erotic story about Justin Bieber, Fergus Riordan, and Dakota Goyo.
I don't know any of those people except for Justin Bieber.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah, I see. Ped, mast, oral, anal, sci-fi, celeb, party.
Sci-fi?
Ew!
Party!
What's the U for? Sci-fi?
No, ped and mast.
Well, you can't have a ship without a mast.
Oh, Fergus Riordan is the... He played the kid in Ghost Rider.
What?
Who? There was a kid in Ghost Rider?
All I remember was Ham. That's the only thing I remember in Ghost Rider.
Anyways, let me continue. Author note, you must be 18 to read this. If you are not allowed to read these where you are from, or don't like reading stories about boys under 18, please leave now.
I'd like to leave right now.
The only reason I'm putting this story through is because I, under most circumstances, will force us to read what has been submitted to us. And this was submitted to us. Nobody on the staff found this. This is what you're doing to us, the fans.
You said no fix of real people.
I didn't say no fix of real
people.
No,
we never said that.
Yeah, you're right. I said that. And you agreed with me.
I didn't. Shut up, one
now
boy,
maybe
one.
I'll be left alone for
one
a little
ball,
while.
Wonder Man. All right.
Ball Man.
Where was I? Please note, this is a fabricated story about Justin Bieber. Fergus Riordan, I Want to Be a Soldier, Ghost Rider 2, and Dakota Goyo, Real Steel.
Real Steel.
The story is fiction and is not intended to imply anything about the true sexuality of the celebrities mentioned or any personal knowledge about their private lives. Enjoy! Hashtag Genesis. They're finally ready, sir. Justin Bieber, Fergus Riordan, and Dakota Goyo. The scientist replied, making some notes briefly on his clipboard, and then asked, "But where will you keep all three clones, sir?" "An island," I answered. "My own little one, just off." And apparently that's where I cut things off, so continue, David!
Great job. Yeah, by the way, all three guys basically look the same.
Yeah, that sounds like white people.
I like it coming from lack of sense. It's like an underage lame version of the Beatles.
David!
What's a Justin Bieber and why do I hate it?
It's an Internet of Things.
Is it an Internet of Things?
Yes.
An Internet of Personality.
It's a series of tubes.
Maldives? Tell me, Doctor. Tell me, Doctor, why did you need so many of my pictures, a video of me, and even a sample of my Dana? How am I a part of their creation?
This, you could totally narrate this like a fucking Deus Ex game.
I don't think it's pronounced Dana.
They factored it all in. The technical details are rather tedious to outline, but in the process of manufacturing these boys for you, we had to give them each a personality. Since they were made to be already between 11 and 13 years of age, they also needed predefined preferences. We've done many things. As you requested, we increased their sexual receptiveness. In addition, we genetically engineered them to be absolutely sexually attracted to you, he replied. Made it their official job to love me, I said softly to myself as we walked into the room which the boys were about to wake for the first time. It was less a ward, more a bedroom. It was actually a pickup room. I felt as if I'm going to buy a brand new car straight off the showroom. Three, in fact.
The She's all gonna ride sweet. Them.
Thin rays of sunlight were everywhere. It was probably the closest I'd ever get to feeling of entering in heaven for the first time. There they were, my three wishes, asleep, cuddled up together on a bed in white oversized t-shirts and shorts.
My three wishes this fall on Lifetime.
Their legs, arms, and slender bodies curled in and out, delicately wrapping around each other. They looked so perfect, comfortable, and complete. The sight of the boys together felt like a never-ending foundation of layers and layers of boys.
I would like to get off of this ride now!
Boys!
Layers I need of an adult.
Sponge cake and a double-thick cream blending carefully together.
No,
when will they wake up?
The cream is coming up.
I asked impatiently with my heart doing a breakdance in my chest.
I thought I'd give you the pleasure. They are your property after all, smirked the scientist as he left, leaving the door to swing slowly shut behind him.
Hashtag the island, day one.
I was kind of expecting you to turn the scientist into Krieger, but I'll give it a pass. Next up is Logan.
Dinner time, and our table was in the ankle shallow stretches of water just off the shore. Why is it like there's so little on each page? The waves came in trickles, and I could still hear them breathing. I felt as if the night had blue hues in its color palette tonight. Bright blues stars, dark blue water, candlelight, blue flames.
Blues flames.
Oh, fuck me, it's just blues flames.
Okay, guys, we're going to form a blues band, and we're going to be called Blues Flames.
We're all gonna dress up as blue from Blue's
yes,
Clues.
I was gonna say, everybody has to dress up as blue from Blue's Clues.
Navy blue sees Rose in full bloom on the sand, and Fergus in deep blue swim briefs. Did you know the stars are actually holes punched through by old trapped birds in the black blanket of the night sky? I asked.
That is a bastardization of one of the only good lines in Highlander, you fuck!
I thought they were giant balls of flaming gases in space.
Fuck you two, Timon and Pumbaa!
You think everything's gas? Dakota said proudly, and the ones that burn twice as bright burn half as long.
Is this the Flash that... Why are we jumping properties?
Because she wants to jump all their bones. But they are also gay. How did they know so much? For clones, they seemed perfectly natural. And naturally perfect. The four of us spoke and laughed the night away. But there was always something dark, mysterious, and naughty pulling just beneath the surface of our night.
Blue is the color of lust and obsession, after all.
No, it's
genetically
red.
Genetically engineered trait number one. All the boys have heightened
skill. The boys?
Yeah, boys.
The boys. Drinking boys. Yeah, boys.
They're clones of boys, so they're boys. All the boys have
English words.
All the boys have heightened sexual receptiveness. They're always horny. I could sense this in the little things they said and did. True, you're good, I told Dakota and giggled as I ruffled his hair with my fingers. When I'm good, I'm very, very good. When I'm bad, I'm better, he replied with a naughty half smile. Justin chased some little blue moonfish with his feet in the water under his seat.
This story was written by Eiffel 65!
Double-dee-double-doo.
Illuminati confirmed.
What he was doing left him in a rather provocative position with his legs spread widely on his chair.
Yeah, you skipped a line.
Yep.
It was
as if he was deliberately trying to boast his beautifully free-flowing legs.
It's because they were made of lava.
What he was doing left him in a rather provocative position with his legs spread widely on his chair. He smiled cutely at me and then said quietly, in that small, smooth smile, smooth, soft voice of his, spread me open slowly.
Oh, is he a jar of peanut butter?
With your tongue. Dip me in your milk. Damn, Oreos are so good.
Ugh.
He grabbed the Oreo jar excitedly.
Jar?
A jar?
Oreos in a jar.
They never last long enough for me to put them in a jar.
Exactly.
Temsu, you're up. What the fuck? Why are you... I'm very
That's
tempted to
do.
Remove the public link that have people allowed to submit stories to us.
No, don't do that.
It's so easy to lose yourself in another world. So easy to lose control. Like you're watching yourself from the outside. A story that writes itself. You forget to track the path of things. They just happen, and you let them. Back inside the house, and it was far past any normal bedtime. Justin was tugging at Fergus's briefs, which started a wrestling match between the two of them on the bed. Dakota was sitting on my lap, facing me, like a son, or a little brother, but we both knew he wasn't. Amidst all the noise, screaming, and laughing, Dakota's smile suddenly faded to seriousness, and he whispered in my ear, I want you to fuck me so hard.
Sphincter clench, we're done! Val, can you please get the lip balm?
Could you please get the spoon?
No!
There was a tingle on my ear where Dakota's lips gently brushed me as he said it. I almost didn't notice that Justin and Fergus weren't wrestling anymore. They suddenly grew quiet, too.
Jim Watsuki said, now I'm thinking of Dakota Fanning. That's not helping.
No, that's really not helping.
Were they kissing? When I finally looked directly at them, they appeared to be biting each other's lips out. It looked cruel.
Ow.
It looked passionate, and I could tell they were having a wickedly fun time. Sorry I left a bite mark. I tried not to bite that hard, said Fergus to Justin, looking completely guilty and super cute. Hashtag waterbed.
Hashtag waterbed.
A huge cumulative energy just burst forth. I didn't even get time to think about it. There was just too much happening. I was hypnotized by Dakota's blue eyes, distracted by Fergus's green ones, but in love with the sheer purity of Justin's hazel ones. There seemed to be eyes like laser beams all over the place, and so there were ripped clothes and pillows littered like snow and ice.
Blue ice.
Bice.
And now I think of Majora's Mask.
This story needs more M. Bison.
Sexy M. Bison.
I was gonna say, to be fair, every story needs more M. Bison. Oh, geez. Are you done? Because I mentally checked out.
Yes, he's done.
Okay. Can do page 6.
All right, Sean, it's your turn. And you get to stay in my house tonight with the dreams this will give you.
Everything had been cloaked in sensuousness to the point where details seemed fuzzy and languid. We were pressed up against each other. naked skin on skin. It felt so refreshing.
Pouring that teapot out.
All at once, I felt them around me. Cool parts, then warm.
Wait, cool parts, it has to be the spoon.
Yeah.
All that silky flesh, moving and exploring, kissing and biting, inside me, outside me, and all over. Unable to distinguish one boy from the other in the ecstasy of just being swallowed in a soft cocoon of all three of them.
Cocoon! Fucking body snatchers!
They felt firm and defined as they had been regular athletes all their lives. At the same time, they had
skin. I don't think Justin Bieber has ever done an athletic thing in his life.
Oh, all the spoons!
Well, he threw an egg once.
He threw an egg once? Just once?
That's my lie. I'm going to tell you how I want to.
They had skin as soft as babies. Their bodies felt so new because they were skin tone and complete.
They were basically babies.
Farm fresh clones straight from the farm to your table.
Skin tone and complete balance. Not a mark, not a crease. Entirely and absolutely perfect. We're sensual beings. We love that.
Now I can only imagine, like, a whole bunch of slugs.
All right, Val.
I don't know why, but that's all I'm picturing.
One
like,
of the weirder
slugs.
Ones I've heard.
Of course I'm weird. Steve-O married me for that.
Steve-O? Weigh in.
On what? The marriage that everybody knows happened and was totally not forced or had a dowry?
Yeah, it definitely wasn't a green card
and 20 barrels of Canadian's finest maple whiskey.
Which David stole all of!
Look, man, I told you you shouldn't let me in a room with those things, but you did anyway.
David, you broke into my house!
Look, broken, you let me in. Those are all your terms.
Yeah, man. I'll let my lawyer talk to you about that.
Oh yeah, man, Greg is pretty cool, dude.
Damn it, he won! Fuck!
Like, you want to know what I'm talking about? Blue sea slugs.
I hate both of you. My married person in this life and the married person in Final Fantasy XIV.
Hi.
Then there was this moment in which I was lying on my back, and all of their hands were exploring my raging hard-on. My cock was lost in consuming mound of six of the prettiest hands ever. They acted like the animals they were always trying to hide.
Tried.
Fuck.
Eventually.
Then their warm and wet mouths were suctioning on my cock.
Suction.
Suction. Fuck. Lips and tongues in a thousand overlapping paths about it. But the sexiest feeling was my cock being rubbed my all six of their gorgeous young feet at once. Their feet hard, stunning natural sense.
No, had.
My goodness, everybody's fucking up.
How drunk are you? John.
You're having a rough time, dude.
I'm not drunk at all, that's the thing. Their feet had stunning natural sensuality. My cock was sliding between smooth ankles and high arches.
Oh my god.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's why I was like, ew, Ped. Because this is what Ped is.
Their feet were so perfectly boyish, but also so
what
soft
does
that and
mean?
Silky.
They were very effeminate for their.
No!
God damn it.
No!
God damn it. God fucking damn it.
You know, as the show continues to go on, everything's just going to become a reference to something else.
Of course!
They were literally new, barely used. What would you feel if you had hotter versions of your favorite celebrities hot for you?
A cold spoon!
A cold spoon.
There were bright capsules of light burning in Justin's eyes.
You might want to get that checked.
He looked so cute when he was horny that I just couldn't ignore him. My dream wrapped in a wish. I wanted him so bad. And to keep him, he was so slim and exquisite. His gorgeousness was indescribable. Deliciously looking pink nipples. Sun-kissed curvatures and crevices.
This is gross.
Like a brand new car!
Who's the next wolf boy?
Oh, god damn it, I read ahead. I'm drinking.
He was just covered in hot spots of fuckability. The greatest shocker was Justin's cock.
Man, he raised one hell of a rooster!
Genetically engineered trait number two. Justin has a monster cock. It's the longest cock I've ever seen. Especially for a 13-year-old.
It's because it's sponsored by Monster Cable.
No!
Many large cocks come at the at a price of obscurity, but not Justin's.
Wait, what?
His cock. His cock was of amazingly balanced shape. It didn't look clumsily big. It looked agile and athletically big.
You know, like one of those trains in Japan that can go 100 miles an hour.
Actually, Johnson can get up to 230 miles per hour.
What we're saying is Justin Bieber has a maglev cock.
Why would he have a maglev cock? That's ridiculous. The Shinkansen is actually still on rails, Steve.
Like something only fault-free robots in a production line could construct. Touch me there, Justin whispered. His voice made me shiver. Those words sent a strong answering pulse through my body. His tongue curled around syllables that weren't there, like a promise.
What the fuck?
Ow!
I felt his cock with my fingers. His whole body jerked at my first touch, and he closed his eyes. Its smoothness, its power. He was moaning slightly in my ears.
No!
I pressed it, poked Bill. It,
ugh.
And wanked it until it leaked.
Peter! Twist it! Bop it!
Pass it. It was so hot and slippery. He was biting his bottom lip the entire time.
3 more seconds and he's gonna bite it off.
Just like Harry's... I can't even finish that sentence, damn it. Just looking at those angelically crafted lips made me just want to shove my cock down his throat. I continued to rub its pre-cum over his cockhead and then sucked it dry. He was trembling all over.
Oh no, his Parkinson's is kicking in!
I never expected to want to suck him more and more. Okay, you're delicious. I can't resist, I moaned. I moaned out before I rubbed his cock tip into every corner of my mouth and throat.
Recommended by the American Dental Association.
That skin was electric to the inside of my mouth. That sounds like it would be a medical condition.
It's electric. Da, 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 da.
That's the hustle, Steve.
I don't care. They're the same song in my mind.
Boogie, woogie,
they're
woogie.
Not, though.
Shows how much dancing Steve does.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Leave it to a white guy to do that.
Wow. Please continue reading about the electric toothbrush cock.
I licked him like a cherry lollipop. It needed so little force to just slide through. To just glide into.
Now that I've saw the bullet train in my head, I can't unsee it.
Genetically engineered trait number 3. All the boys leaked sweet pre-cum. The taste is addictive. Reminds me of exotic... I can't pronounce that word.
Lychees.
It reminds me of exotic lychees.
Exotic leeches.
Leeches.
With a subtle hint of lime. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Suck that up. He hummed out.
And then his cock grew larger. Fuck! Wonderful. And then his cock grew longer in my mouth. Genetically engineered trait number 4.
Then something special happened that day. Steve-O's cock grew 3 sizes.
Dingus, dongus, dingus, dongus.
Dingus, dongus, dingus, dongus. Welcome, dongus. Day is here.
I'm so broken. broken side.
Oh, Lagifson, some say his cock grew 10 sizes that day. Did you read ahead?
Genetically engineered trait number 4. Justin can voluntarily change the length of his dick at will?
I don't think that's an ability humans have.
No.
You're not Chuck.
No, to change their dick size.
Yeah, no, it's genetically engineered.
No, he's Apache Chief.
Oh, you not Chuck.
He can grow it longer and thicker within a second or two.
That's what Apache Chief was. Racist.
It's a priceless sight to watch it grow and adjust. It looks fucking sexy. Like a superpower. Pew, pew, pew. It's a wonder how it works. What a system this boy is. Maru? What a system this boy is.
Yes.
I have that
genetically engineered.
Like,
yeah, exactly like Johnny Five.
My head is tilted to the side like a confused dog. Baru.
A roof.
A roof?
I think it's because part of him still doesn't see him as a real person because he's genetically engineered.
I found his mouth with mine and kissed him. He pulled away and smiled victoriously. There was something both frustrating and madly arousing about that. His restraint made something burn low and deep in my belly. Oh, well, if you've got heartburn, Pepcid AC can help. And then his mouth. Oh, God, his sexy mouth. We kissed again, and every now and then he'd pull away just a little. Just enough to make me want to drag him back before getting a teasing lick with that perfect curling tongue of his. Ew.
Does it also have hydraulics? I don't know.
It set all the nerve endings of my upper lip on fire. And then our mouths...
That's what happens when you eat too many jalapenos.
Wildfire.
And then our mouths truly locked. I threw away the key. Genetically engineered trait number 5. Justin's tongue is like a fucking anaconda.
No, I'm done. No.
My anaconda don't want none unless you are Justin Bieber's son.
No, it's the fucking Koopa tongue from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
I know.
Yeah, your favorite.
Ooh, Yoshi tongue from the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh no. I loved the feeling of it invading my mouth. It
had like Poland.
A formal declaration of war and everything. I broke the kiss and bit his juicy pink boy lips while I pulled out his tongue with my fingers. What the fuck? I loved
what the actual fuck is going on.
I loved the way it slithered and tickled me.
Yeah, no thanks.
Then I slowly sank down my cock into his mouth, and his tongue wrapped around it, swirling and twisting around it, coupled with the motion of his head sliding up and down. I can normally deal with stuff, but, you know, knowing what it feels like to have a snake on your body, and that's basically what his tongue is. That's just not a pleasant sensation.
I had problem with snakes? You have a snake fear or something? Man?
No, I don't have a snake fear, but I don't find it anywhere near erotic to have something coiled around an appendage. Especially one that sensitive.
So you're not into tentacle porn?
No, to be honest, I'm actually not into tentacle porn.
So you're telling me that I got all of this shibari rope for no reason?
I want shibari rope.
Steve says he doesn't want anything coiled around his appendages. So I said coiled.
Yes, you're right. No shibari rope.
Everyone wants shibari rope.
I'm down and do things to you. Just so you know.
Well, can it wait a week till we get the new security system installed?
No, it has to be now, Steve. Otherwise, when the security system comes in, you won't let me in.
Touché.
I had my fingers through his hair. I couldn't believe that sight in front of me. Bowed down to my fuck stick. Bowed down to my fuck stick with his butt angled high. I positioned his neck straight and then forced my cock all the way down his throat. He didn't even gag, but I could feel his throat muscles contracting around my cock as I entered them. Yes, he did scream like a murloc. Well, I was fucking Justin's fuck you, lack of sense! No! No! We ain't doing the goddamn Freddy Krueger lizard tongue bullshit today! While I was fucking Justin's mouth, Dakota had snuck under me, had his mouth attached to my balls, and massaged them with his tongue as his little nose rubbed the base of my dick.
What He's a attached to them like a leech.
What a combo. David! Thank you. Your frustration makes me feel a little better.
Fergus looked like a little puppy yearning for attention. His long Spanish boy hair was covering his eyes, but I still could see those slivers of green burning with lust.
Hold on,
Fergus
one sec.
Fergus has the slickest 12-year-old body on the planet.
David.
What?
This entire episode tonight, you have not once asked us what page are we on. Who are you, and what have you done with regular Dave?
Oh, he's taken care of. Don't you worry. Soon you will be too.
Don't worry. I'm going to have to ask because I don't actually know where we are.
We found David!
It's page 9.
He had the smoothness and flow of a girl, with the athletic feel of a young boy. If you look closely, you can spot smooth, natural abs on the hugging wings of his torso. Huh? It's something you'd want to make a pillow for life.
Huh?
Those dimples and smiles were simply irresistible. And his neck. Oh, his neck was so succulent and tantalizing, spelled incorrectly, with its intricate neckline, patterns of delicate boy muscles, and just valleys of pure silkiness.
Tantalizing. It's new technology from NVIDIA to make people's necks look better.
And more boy-like.
Dug my teeth into it again and again until it bled.
Ow.
While I pressed the length of my cock against his body and dry fucked him. His erection was of impressive proportions. I loved Fergus's belly
David,
button.
That's a drink.
I'm caught on?
No.
Cock up against his, not his body.
It's his body, his erection.
It just says his, though.
His.
Yep. His. Only his.
So he's rubbing his dick up against Fergus's his. Dick.
His.
His.
It blended in so cutely on his taut tummy. It was so cute that it frustrated me. I tried to bite the sides of it, but my teeth couldn't find a grip. It's like delicious puppy-like smell was driving me insane, too.
No,
puppies already smell like
good
delicious.
Or arousing in any respect.
I don't know, kind of tasty.
Giggled and I tried and tried. He arched his back to push his tummy out to give me better access, but it barely helped. Then I stuck my tongue in. Back the engineer in trade number 6, Fergus's belly button is fuckable. I don't understand how.
I fucking quit! No fuckable belly button!
Goodbye! What? It's not any different from fuckable tits. Which is a thing in anime porn, I'll have you know. That's not how boobs work. I would know. I've studied boobs all my life. I stuck a finger into his belly button, then another. Fergus was holding my hand as I fingered him, as if unsure whether to stop or force me in harder. He was looking down at what I was doing, and his head angled in so cutely. A trickle of moisture was leaking from his cock. I couldn't resist it any longer. I lifted myself on my knees and guided my cock in. It was a bit of an intense squeeze. Then, my cock was all the way inside Fergus's tight, wet belly button.
What the fuck?
And I was fucking that hot, taut abs and smooth tummy of his. Its slipperiness was making me go all funny inside. His slick, hard dick bobbed up and down as I fucked in and out. The whole scene blew my mind. It looked so awesome.
Okay, props to the, to the writer for not entering the left-hand bad writing phase, as he's obviously masturbating this entire story, yet he's keeping his goddamn composure. That's impressive. This night is full of fucking surprises. Logan, it's your turn.
Yeah, fucking, like...
Yeah, no, actually, what page
literally. Are you on?
Literally. You're on page 10. You're the new designated David, one ball.
Aw, that... tickles.
Feels,
so good. Moaned.
Baller. He's a baller.
Nobody's moaning. Fergus threw wet smacks of penetration
with his green eyes rolling back in his head.
This is a scene out of a fucking Geiger painting!
I was going to fuck this boy, I thought. Now that I had gotten the taste of actually fucking and could barely stop.
Logan, the next time somebody calls me for a job reference for you, I'm just going to cut that line out and play back, I was going to fuck this boy.
Man, I will get so many jobs.
Low jobs, rim jobs, hot dog jobs.
Fergus, and he looked like someone had just cut off his air supply. You are so perfect, I whispered. I need you to really fuck me now, he pleaded desperately in his childish voice, because he's a child.
I would need you to really fuck me now.
He's barely teen.
A look
of cute seriousness on his face. That's a sentence. I turned him around and shoved my quack all the way up his cute bubble butt, all in one quick movement.
That's a very, very easy way to rupture your large intestine.
He yelped. It literally echoed inside his own ass. My dick in his ass felt so good, like every feeling in my body was focused and concentrated on in my quack. My thrusts grew faster and harder. Burgess's screams grew urgent and louder, as if fucking him till he taps out.
Ding, 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 ding!
Hold him down for the motherfucking three count. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Fuck me, fuck me. Oh!
God damn it! Oh, the worst part is right now there's fucking Mario Kart music in the background!
Oh yeah, yeah, oh yeah!
Screamed
oh,
Fergus. Yeah, oh, yeah. His voice now sounded the road. Guys, I need you all to pay very close attention.
I was going to fuck this boy.
His voice sounded like molten metal. As if he had something thick at the back of his throat, and it was making him sound deeper and richer than he actually was.
That wasn't mine.
His screams were drowned out as Justin pushed his mighty dick down Fergus's throat.
This is a gent music video.
Do they do the thing where they squat in place?
Yes!
Oh, Jesus. I could see the valleys of Fergus's neck twist, struggle, and widen as Justin fucked all the way down inside of it. Justin's cock tip probably entered Fergus's stomach. He said it was like 4 feet long. It's like longer than that boy is tall.
There was so much blood going to his dick that he ended up fainting.
My mind measured correctly. And so Justin and I were both fucking either opening of Fergus's single love canal.
Ride the love canal. Now that's open at Six Flags.
Fergus was skewered and almost suspended a bit in the air by our cocks. It was just raw, hard, sweaty pumping. After a few minutes of fucking, I remembered something. Genetically engineered trait 7. Fergus has a tight asshole, but it can also stretch to accommodate almost anything.
Okay, I'm not reading ahead, but I really hope that he forgot to, like, turn off the oven. They have to stop having sex and he goes back home.
You have a boring imagination.
Next up is Temsu.
We pulled out of Fergus. I just took a second to recognize what was happening. I thought about how much I just can't wait to fuck him again. The curve where his butt ends and his thighs begin looked so slick, and his lovely legs, the cute tendons at the backs of his knees. I love the control I had over it all.
You gotta drink. It's not thighs begin, it's thigh begins.
And so thigh begins to drink. I started at his legs and kissed him, moving up to the inner sides of his thighs and wriggled my tongue all along his newly fucked cunt.
Don't do that again!
What?
Don't do the Spanish trill, Jesus!
It's the four fingers in this cunt.
Did you turn into a girl?
Who knows at this point?
No, it's an ass cunt. It's different.
So butt babies are an actual thing?
No!
And then I pushed harder. Justin realized what I was doing, and he pushed my back to contribute to the force. Fergus reached out and pulled me inside him. In one sudden gulping sound, I succeeded in shoving my entire hand up Fergus's cunt. At the same time, Fergus screamed so loudly it made my ears ring.
I can only imagine that sound of the fist going up Fergus's cunt is like you take out a huge batch of linguine and just shove your hands in it.
And no lube.
Ugh. Oh. Ugh. Oh, my ass. Ugh.
He's very sleepy.
Screeched Fergus, his voice like a rolling wave. I'd never imagined I'd be fisting a 12-year-old kid.
God! Yeah. God!
Damn it. Yeah. I had to say that.
You had to say that.
It's a good thing you don't know me, because I would play that for any job references you gave to me.
I continued sliding my arm up his hole. Fergus's entire body jerked and vibrated with each inch.
I've made it marginally better. It's now 100. It now says 120-year-old kid.
It was so wet and warm inside.
So it is a cunt, like an ass cunt.
God fucking damn it.
What an indescribable feeling. And then I started fucking my arm in and out of him. He couldn't keep in his screams.
Isn't that how you give birth to a baby cow?
I don't know, Steve, is it?
I don't know. My only reference to that is City Slickers.
If they're having trouble, yes, you do have to stick your hand up inside them and pull the baby out.
Thanks.
Well,
I've had to do it.
Bit of knowledge.
I've had to do it before. It's not pleasant.
I loved the look of it. The sight of my entire arm getting swallowed, and then Fergus's screams and reaction of pain and ecstasy, and the way his anus stretched inwards and outwards with each thrust. Justin brought his face up close to the action, rubbed a finger along Fergus's hole as it stretched wildly.
Fucking Stretch Armstrong up in here.
He even poked a finger into it against my arm. This time, when I pulled right out of Fergus, his anus was a gaping hole.
A dimension to a new world.
New worlds. Such a sweet sensation.
But it was perfectly round, with smooth lips for edges, and like everything about this boy, it looked fucking incredible.
His ass is the Stargate.
Have you done your toilet properly yet?
No, I haven't.
No, he hasn't.
I'm sure you were very disappointed when you got there.
Yes, I was.
Sean, it's your turn. I'm gonna go take the dogs out real fast.
No, I just think Laza doesn't like the story.
She's just saying,
I'm inclined to agree.
No one likes the story, but we have to keep going. Justin was then sucking Dakota's dick, flicking his tongue on its head as they both moaned so hard that I admit it was made me sort of jealous. I broke them up and pinned Dakota down. I stared down those burning eyes.
What a rude man.
He was so beautiful. I could feel his breath stirring against my lips. I was holding his wrists. Those perfect Those perfect chewy hands. What? And its wild pulse. He was whimpering. Face to face, I lifted his little feet up into the air and tickled the little pillows of his boy clit with my tongue.
What?
What?
Boy clit.
So they're Fudas?
No, that was included in the genetic engineering traits.
Okay. I think he's trying to be clever with the term penis.
No.
Moving on. I tongue-fucked it for a few more seconds before I stamped his asshole with my huge cock.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's why I said no.
Dakota almost choked on his own scream. My penis only made it halfway up his extremely tight boy pussy before I had to force another thrust.
What's with no lube? Like, do they self-lube down there?
I would imagine that is a genetic trait. Then I began fucking in full swing, hard and strong. His feet were up high, and I rubbed my face on his smooth ankles and rested it in his arches as I was slipping my long rod in and out of him real deep. Nothing could stop me now. His anus swallowed and re-swallowed my dick with each fuck. Genetic from the engineer trait number 8. Dakota's anal cavity is lined with muscles.
Anal canal
is lined with muscles. That massage and literally suck my dick as I fuck him.
I don't even
have to keep fucking. All I have to do is keep my dick fully submerged in his hole, and the inside of his ass will swirl, slide, and move along my cock. His ass would do all the work, but I kept fucking him like a wild animal, which meant twice the amount of pleasure and intensity on my cock. Do me hard and fast. Yeah.
Goodbye forever.
Yeah. Fuck. Oh. Fuck. Squealed Dakota. Head over heels in love. Legs over shoulders in lust. And that's it for me.
Help, I need a real adult.
Help, I need to notify my employers that I read.
I was going to fuck this boy. Where are we?
Page 13.
All right, Wolf Boy, you're up.
Then I put Dakota on his side, legs spread wide up in the air, stuck my cock back in, and continued the fucking. The hungry clenching of his pussy lips on my shaft was electrifying.
Still gotta get that checked.
Fergus found his way to the other side of Dakota, and then pushed his cock in Dakota's ass with my cock still in it. Fergus's cock slid around a bit before he could finally force it into Dakota's already full anus. Dakota gasped. The two of us fucked him like that for a few minutes before Justin joined.
What?
He pushed his monster cock between my cock and Fergus's.
What?
Justin's huge cock went further up Dakota's ass than both mine and Fergus's could go. I thought Dakota's ass would probably rip apart by now.
But the structural integrity won't hold, Captain!
But it sustained all three cocks. There might as well have been a smell of burning rubber.
What?
What?
How? Fergus's ass had transformed into a tire fire.
Are we back on Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yep. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay. And it felt like the muscles in his cunt were trying to milk us dry.
That is so unsexy.
Everything about this story is unsexy.
I know.
We fucked in unison. Our moans marked each thrust, so we wouldn't miss the mark and break our rhythm.
Thank you, Goose.
Quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Me, colon. Ah, ah, ah.
What about your colon?
Fergus, colon. Ah, 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 ah. Justin, colon.
Okay, please stop.
No, please continue.
He's just reading it.
I'm reading. He's just reading.
He has
what's
to read
on
it.
The page.
What's he has to read it? How it's written.
And this is where
I don't
gives
make
up.
The rules. I just follow them. Dakota, colon.
He's turning Super Saiyan.
Oh, come on. That's clearly the scream of a Super Namekian.
David, do you want to give us a comparison?
And so forth.
For 17 more episodes.
13 weeks later.
Wow, his power is almost about to break through.
Our moans blended together to create this massive wall of sound, almost like a song with different layers of sound placed in front of each other to create the final result.
That's usually how you make a song.
Yes.
When we finally pulled out.
All I want was to be a wrestler.
When we finally pulled out, still none of us had come yet, even though we had come close so many times. My cock felt like a fish out of water.
My cock?
Also sounds like a medical condition.
Yep.
If you experience a condition known as fish cock, please consult your doctor immediately.
I turned Dakota over, and his chest was heaving as if he had ridden the most adrenaline-pumping roller coaster of his life. I pushed my cock forward so the tip of my cock kicked the tip of his cock.
Kicked.
It kicked. It kicked and kissed at the same time. Just kissed the tip of his cock. And then I pushed it inside.
No!
Yep. We're going there.
Genetically engineered trait number 9. Dakota has a fuckable dick. His piss slit expands to accommodate a cock.
No! No urethra insertion!
Like, no, apparently no. We already have it!
Oh, well, maybe that's where like the whole like electricity thing comes from. Maybe they're
what?
Into sounding.
No!
Or they can do sounding.
Maybe Dakota just stuck a fucking neon wand in there.
Or a Neil.
I pushed my cock inside Dakota's cock. Fuck! Oh! I pushed my cock inside Dakota's cock and resumed my ferocious fucking. Dakota shivered with pleasure. His cock was twice as thick now because mine was deep inside it, foraging for minerals and fighting off creepers. The mushroom head of his cock looked so different now, and hotter. Oh. It was big, shiny, tough.
Bigger!
So this is what they meant when they were adding mushroom biomes.
Probably.
And his piss slit stretched open to receive my cock like a little fairy's mouth swallowing a giant's dick.
I just can't handle this.
Yep.
Well, if we are not selling people shrimp, we say we read the worst of the worst. Holy shit! It was exhilarating! Dakota was scream moaning. Wait, isn't that like how emo bands sing?
Yeah. That's what they call screamo.
Ah, okay. And his head was thrown back in lust. I stopped when I realized that I was on the verge of coming, and I let Fergus take my place. It wasn't much longer before Dakota himself was on the verge of coming.
I'm gonna come! I'm gonna come, Kakarot! I'm coming! Fergus! Fuck! Please take your cock out now! So my cum can come out! Please!
I can hear that in the upstairs bedroom.
Good!
Squealed Dakota. Fergus didn't stop fucking. Dakota was in mind-blowing pain and never felt before ecstasy as Fergus's cock was blocking his cum from coming out, which had to
and
be...
And Lazlo's complaining again.
Which had to be forced back down into Dakota's balls.
Oh, retrograde ejaculation, no.
Yeah.
It's like watching an eclipse of the moon, only horrible.
You can do it.
I'm trying very hard.
Oh yeah, baby, I'm coming, fuck!
Yelled Fergus as he came down into Dakota's cock. Fergus's cock spewed out so much of cum that Dakota felt as if his balls were about to burst. Their orgasm lasted for about a full 5 minutes.
After, oh, yeah?
They were clocking it. It was that boring.
Yeah.
It's just like the Kirby's engagement. Everything was 5 minutes to the point.
No, except it was when it was 3 minutes, you know? Yes.
Yeah.
That one time.
They haven't tried going for the new record yet. After which Fergus pulled out of Dakota, I expected Dakota's cock to explode.
Not before, just after.
Oh, now I'm getting flashbacks to like little Link.
Suddenly, special agents burst through the windows, and the Time Crisis music started playing. Dun 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 dun. With twice the cum, but it didn't. Not yet, at least. This time, Justin took Fergus's place. When Justin ground his true giant cock down, Dakota's cock, Dakota almost passed out from the sheer splitting volume inside him. I really want this to end with a fusroda. Ah. He was breathless. Justin could only get half of his cock in and kept fucking Dakota to that length. I reached in and kissed Dakota on his mouth while he was being fucked. What an experience. His tongue was like a cat's tongue, and
ouch.
I loved its energy. He tasted sweet, like oranges and liquid sunshine in my mouth.
It tastes like Florida.
Sunny Florida.
So wait, I just finished reading, you know what that means, David?
I think we love David.
He's here.
I mean, like, I'm not really super into this story. In fact, I'm not into it at all.
No one is.
Yeah, no one is. You're in a boat with like-minded people, Dave. Let's get through this together.
Fuck yeah. Come on, baby. Open that sphincter for me. Come on, baby. Shouted Justin as he began to slam his dick harder and harder down into Dakota's dick. What
Just
sphincter
imagine
was he talking
they're
about?
They're having a lightsaber fight with tiny private detectives.
And then there was a huge wet sucking noise as Justin's managed to shove the entire length of his massive cock inside Dakota's straight through. So straight, in fact, that the head of Justin's cock popped out of Dakota's ass on the other side.
Oh my god!
I love the way Dakota's fresh boy lips of his ass opened up to let Justin's cock emerge from the outside. Justin penetrated him like this for a while before pulling his cock completely out. Justin then turned Dakota around and inserted his cock into Dakota's asshole.
Now you're fucking again, with portals.
All the way in until Justin's cock popped out of the cock, piss slit to the other side. Couldn't even begin to fathom how these boys were designed. Dakota let it out. Dakota let out this growling sci-fi. I looked at Dakota's cute cock. At first, it looked completely normal, curled slightly upwards, and then it began to expand from the bottom just as Justin's cock pushed its way up through it, straightening it out. All the way until the head expanded and Justin's cock head finally emerged from Dakota's piss slit.
It's cockception!
The cycle repeated with each of Justin's thrusts. It looked so fucking hot, so insane and spectacular that I almost came just by looking at it. If you've never seen it before, you can't possibly imagine how great it looks. His asshole was puckering in and out in front of my eyes as he worked in and out of Dakota's. I was so overcome by the cumulative impact that of the moment that I moved over behind Justin and ran my cock up his butt as he fucked Dakota's.
Your ass is mine!
I whispered loudly into Justin's ear.
Thanks, Shang Tsung! What the fuck are you reading there, cup? Anyways, Logan, it's your turn.
Jesus, dude. I don't know about this. At the same time, Fergus positioned his ass in front of Dakota's cock and pushed back and forth, fucking Dakota's cock in and out of his bubble butt, bouncing on his dick. Since Dakota's cock had Justin's inside of it, and inside every it. Alternate no. second, Fergus had the equivalent of two cocks up his ass.
Ugh. It was a skewer.
Fuck, man.
Well, yeah, there's about four people doing it.
And so all four of us were knelt in a line fucking each other for the rest of the night.
It's the human fucking centipede!
Mm-hmm. We in some positions
the fucking
we
conga
even made
line.
Up. Only then were we all truly connected. I could feel all the vibrations from all our thrusts surging through my body, and no words can describe the thrill of that feeling.
I can feel the cosmos.
I loved to end it this way. Just fucking, like, put a gun to my head and blow my goddamn brain right
now. So you survived your surgery just to do this.
Yes.
Ain't life
my
grand.
Of Justin's ass the original way. The most basic way. Buried deep inside him. I felt just as incredible as any other feeling that night. I had one hand dug into his thigh, the other fondling his stiff nipples, and my teeth sunk into the bottom of his neck. Jesus. That spread out slenderly to his shoulders. And I was slamming and pumping my hardest.
Oh God! Wow! fuck! Fuck me like an animal! Give it to me!
Now, Justin,
thank you.
Fucked and fucking at the same time. Then I felt something deep in Justin's ass connecting onto my cock.
It was Logan's voice!
Like Justin's inner mobile nerve endings latched onto what? Fuck. And then my mind went blank as I was taken over by sexual seizure.
Sexual seizure. Sexual.
I gushed load upon load of warm cum up Justin's ass. Justin came at exactly the same time. I realized that his body had connected the occurrences of our orgasms and made them last forever. Well, for a full 5 minutes at least. I pounded every single drop of cum into him. And at the same time, too, Dakota came what seems like gallons of accumulated cum up Fergus's ass. And Fergus came for the second time that night. All of us were screaming in pleasure. All
right, entire chat. 3, 2, 1. Yep, that was a solid block of noise. Temsu.
Poor Fergus was probably left with more cum crammed up inside him than any other boy in history. And this was probably the strongest waterbed in existence. We lay that way for a while, breathing together, watching the shadows flicker over walls and each other's faces.
Breathe with me.
Listening to the rain rattle against the glass. Reed and fish were still swimming in the waterbed. Fergus played with a wet strand of Jason's hair, wrapping it around his finger. I felt something moving between us, like light or heat, growing with every breath. When I finally woke up the next morning, I had a smile on my face. Still too tired to move. I realized the boys had already woken up before me. I double checked.
Guess what? We figured out who to fucking blame for this. You can thank Mana for suggesting this goddamn story.
I double-checked by looking around just to make sure I wasn't dreaming. Indeed, I wasn't. There was once the most amazing night ever, and I'm one of only...
You can do it.
I'm one of the four only people to have experienced it. My mind was scattered with random flashbacks right to the beginning, and even what Dakota said was on repeat in my head.
And the ones that burn twice as bright burn half as long.
Did they die? Like, that's the trade-off for having these inhuman fuck machines, is that they, like, die after being used.
Oh, if only I read ahead! God damn it!
I really like it when I'm right.
Please continue reading.
Fergus walked in. He looked even cuter and radiant in the daylight.
Daywalker!
He looked worried. What's wrong, baby? My smile faded as I asked.
I think there's something they forgot to tell you.
He managed to mumble out.
What's it mean?
I asked as I stood up slowly. His gorgeous eyes fluttered nervously. He looked away from me to the floor and then said,
well, because one of us is pregnant.
If there was a table here, I would fucking flip it!
Genetically engineered trait number 10. The end.
Oh my god.
Beautiful!
Hey guys, hope you liked the story. I will be posting up a new story at most 3 days after every 30 email responses I get. So start your comments, requests, and suggestions. Email me at chocol8moonlight@yahoo.com. C-H-O-C-O-L, the number 8, M-O-O-N-L-I-G-H-T @yahoo.com. I'll even type...
I am typing an email right now. All it is just nope.
I'll even attach back some pics of the boys.
I really look forward
to hearing what you guys have to say.
Google not exist when this was written?
If you haven't already, check out my other stories. Real Steel, deleted scene. Chase and Justin forever, and Ghost Riding Fergus Reardon, also in the archive. Thanks! The author does not condone child abuse. The story is meant as an erotic fantasy, not depicting anything in real life. Anyone acting out such scenarios in real life can look forward to many unproductive years getting it up the butt by a fellow convict in their local prison system.
Oh, that's at least a good, you know, disclaimer.
Yes. Do not send in the other stories, please.
And do not send him any emails. I don't want him listening to this.
Thank you, Mana. I love it. Beautiful.
Did Mana submit this?
Yes, that's what I said. That's our culprit.
Wow, she's the one surprised.
She admitted to it.
For God's sake.
So, David, you said you wanted the WrestleMania one, right?
Not a WrestleMania. You're talking about the one I submitted?
Yeah, WrestleMania, like 365 or whatever.
Something like that, yeah, probably.
Okay, well, I'm going to add that in and switch something out. And for Mana, I'm going to redo the episode that she's supposed to be on, because now I'm vindictive! Good fucking night!
Mana says, I love you too, Logan!
Yay!
Thank you to our guest readers, Wolfboy and Temsu, who have now compromised their job opportunities for life!
Thanks, Mana.
Thank you, Mana.
I don't think I'll be allowed back into the States after this. They're just gonna kick me out right now.
Steve, kick him out right now.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Adrian's Sleep by Analog. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.